it's a sort of a no-win situation in many ways, and that you're expected to win then, and so it can be sometimes hard just to get the vibe right, and I suppose, and you know, when you're maybe it'd be easier sometimes when they have the full team out. But I thought we acquitted ourselves fairly well. We didn't play our best football, missed a few chances. But half time, what was it, maybe 3-4 points in it, and then we stretched it away in the second half. And probably we were comfortable enough. And if we would have tagged on a few more scores, it would have made it a wee bit easier. But just delayed to get the points, and it leaves us with something to fight for in the last day. We were struggling on a wee bit earlier on the half, but we got the grips sort of towards the end of the half and picked up a lot of ball and got a couple of good scores, and then we continued that at the start of the second half, so we got ourselves into in a good position. Unfortunately, we just didn't see it out the way we would have liked, but probably we were fairly comfortable at the same time, and it's just look at, we won the 2 points and we got them, so it sets us up well for next week. It's going to be a big challenge, and I suppose even if you got the 2 points, there's no guarantee that you'll stay up, but at least that's we have something to fight for, and that's a good thing. You know, a couple of games ago, that wasn't maybe looking likely, you know, but the boys put in a big performance against Gawler, probably should have got the win there, got the victory there today, so it's a big task against Dublin. They're going very well, but it's one to look forward to you know, prepare for well this week, and hopefully can get a big performance next weekend. And there's a lot of quality players there, and a lot of lads working very hard and training, and it's most disappointing they're not getting starting places, but that's what it's all about. You want to have a competitive panel, and you can see that from Donegal. You know, they made a lot of changes, you know, and yet they had a really competitive team out there, you know. So, look, that's what you're trying to build towards, getting a really strong panel like that. It takes a wee while to get that, but the boys are working hard, and it's just good that we have something to play for in the last week.
You must be pleased with these men you've recalled, the likes of Peter Teague, Rory Brennan, Mark Bradley, all making a big impact.
Yeah, that's right, they definitely are, you know, and they give us that wee bit of experience, but they're, you know, they're a bit of hunger about them as well, you know, and I know all three of them had a big influence in the game today, so it's great to have that wee bit of experience there, because we've got plenty of younger lads coming through as well, but there's no doubt, you know, and we need those lads. As you say, the fellas who came back are playing a big role, and it's a good balance there, but look at it, I keep on saying we've an awful lot of work ahead of us at the same time, at least this week we give ourselves a fighting chance going into the weekend.
And it's a big test. I mean, the Dubs are coming up chasing a place in the league final, and they'll really want to be in that league final, whereas other teams may not, but they'll come up to Dublin really wanting to take Tyrone.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Dublin will want to be in the league final, and they're playing very well. They've a lot of, you know, experienced players there. Even though they've lost a few of their older players, they've still got a lot of experience there, and a lot of lads with a lot of All Ireland medals in their back pocket. So it's going to be a real good test for us. But you know, on the eve of the championship, it's a really good test for us as well. And we're finding out more about the players every week, and about the strengths and weaknesses in our team play, if you like. So we'll find out more next week, that's for sure.